USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Suspected mass shooter Robert Card, a 40-year-old U.S. Army reservist, remains at large in Maine. The Maine Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Service, among one of the agencies aiding in the search, which includes a river near where an SUV believed to be Card's was found. Spokesman Mark Lottie telling Fox News.
You know, sadly, we do recover multiple bodies out of the water, so they are well trained in this and have been on this river before and are trained, you know, to do this type of search.
Card is accused of killing 18 and injuring 13 during shootings at a bowling alley and bar. Nearly 700 square miles in Maine are under shelter-in-place orders. Officials caution that Card is armed and dangerous. Fresh explosions have been reported in Gaza following Israeli forces' execution of another ground operation against Hamas. Israel has stated that they employed troops, fighter jets, drones, and armored vehicles to target Hamas installations. The United Auto Workers Union and General Motors are potentially edging toward a labor agreement. According to CNBC, discussions have persisted through Thursday night and into Friday morning. The proposed deal would be modeled after the tentative agreement recently struck with Ford. Additionally, Stellantis seems to be nearing terms, though the timing of the meeting between the UAW and the automaker remains uncertain. Newly elected Speaker Mike Johnson is getting grilled about everything from gay marriage to abortion to his thoughts on Joe Biden to Donald Trump.
Everybody comes to the House of Representatives with deep personal convictions, but all of our personal convictions are not going to become law. This is a big body of people. There's 435 members in the House. You have to argue and find consensus and all of that. So I have no agenda other than what's best for the American people and to defend the rule of law, and that's what we're doing.
He told Fox News that while he does have personal beliefs, he doesn't intend to impose them on the American people. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Roughly 900 troops are being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in the region.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder made the announcement, adding the forces will not be going to Israel, but are intended to support regional deterrence efforts. Ryder told reporters U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked 12 times in Iraq and 4 times in Syria over the past week. I'm Dave Collins.
Rising inflation is casting a spooky spell on Halloween, causing a 7% surge in celebration costs this year. That's according to a study from MoneyGeek. The main contributor to the increase is the higher prices of candy, which have jumped by 37% compared to a decade ago in 2013. The uptick is putting a dent in consumers' wallets as they prepare to enjoy the festive season. The TSA is advising travelers to be mindful of their belongings as they pass through airport security this Halloween weekend. According to TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein, passengers of all ages are welcome to travel in costume, but they should use minimal costume makeup to ensure security agents can still identify them at the ID checkpoint. Props should also be placed in checked luggage.
Because you're not going to need a broom to fly to your destination because you probably have the ticket.
Large bags of candy should be taken out of carry-on bags and placed in a separate bin. It's important to note that replicas of explosives, including fake grenades or bombs, are prohibited in both carry-on and checked bags. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.